Another thing that also struck me very much is his words on choiceless awareness.
Ah, yeah, that was very
that
beautiful.
Awareness without the knowing.
Yes.
Before the knowing, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Because Krishna already know. Why must you make choice? That's why he come up with a statement. Wherever there is choice, there is confusion. Who make choice? People who don't understand, they use the thought to make a choice. Understand or not? Because thing is just the way it is. Why must you choose? No right, no wrong. Thing is just the way it is. So no need to choose. No condition, don't do anything. Got condition, manifest. This is to satisfy the existential law. That's why the Buddha said, under the enlightenment disciple, he said, they got four quality. Of good conduct is the order of the enlightened disciple of the Buddha. Then of upright conduct. The third one is wise conduct. The last one, dutiful conduct. You do your duty, understand? So that you don't violate the nature's law. Law of karma, law of mind, law of truth. So when you do your duty, means you follow Noble Eightfold Path, no negativity. And then your parami, your whatever wholesomeness, merits, everything, they will be stored up in your karmic nature. Then when you come, they can be of great use, useful to help you to have the good life. So this is all the understanding. So choice comes from delusion. But initially, please don't get the Buddha, don't get Krishnamurti wrong. Your normal day-to-day life where you decide on something, that is not a choice. Understand? If there is a need for something, you go and buy. Understand? You can afford it, you go and buy. But no negativity, that's it. That you don't have to make a choice. Like whether you got to go to that trip, spiritual trip or that retreat or what, that one, actually no need to choose one. But most people, they cannot understand. Like what you all come to know. Meant to be, you will be here. Like Gong Chai's case, Michael, Wing Fei, and even Sing Hua, they all. If it's not meant to be, then you cannot be here. That's why so many years you are never around. But suddenly you appear. So actually, it's all more or less conditioned from your past. If you don't have the affinity, the karmic condition, you cannot be here. Understand? But human beings use the thought. They don't know. They choose. Understand? So sometimes they choose correctly. Sometimes they choose wrongly. You know how they choose wrongly? Well, the karmic fruition of the negative karma is you have to go to that type of retreat. Understand? Because that is the meditation that you promote a lot last time, understand? And you believe that is the true one, the only one. So when you do all this, means you lead a lot of people to that type of practice, understand? Then karma is you reap what you sow. So you become the victim. So in future, you end up doing that type of meditation. So you cannot blame anybody for what you are. Like the Buddha said, we are all born of karma, heir to our karma, conditions supported by our karma. So you are what you are because of karma. So take care of karma, then your life is in order, understand? Then no need to choose. Then even if you choose wrongly, the condition will come, you will move away. Like this, like I come, I cannot do all those type of meditation, not to say I don't want to do, or I choose not to do, but I sit, automatically anapanasati come. Then I just move along the direction that I'm familiar with. Then after that, when I met my last teacher, I move into sati awareness. Within 2 weeks, it come. That's why I penetrate. Then after that, I met my last guide after 89. That time, I already know the Dhamma, but I haven't located the gateway. But I have this vow that enabled me to condition my last guide to arise. He's from New Zealand. No way I can know him. And he's a retired accountant too, like you. When I met him, I was 35 to 36 years old. He already 60 years old. That's why you never believe. And for sixth time, I don't want to meet him. I already know the Dhamma. What for I meet him? But then inside tell me, hey, this guy, the condition keep on coming back. Normally 3 times I go already. So I said, okay, at the sixth time, I said, I don't know who this guy is, I said, but meant to be, I must meet. So I agreed to meet. The moment I met, I knew. I held his hand, he held my hand, he know who I am, I know who he is. Then after that, everything just fall into place. Okay? Yeah. So your sharing on J. Krishnamurti choice is very good. Yeah.